do we want to be criminalizing young people in this way, or do we want to be working on a much more of a restorative justice footing in terms of making young people aware of the behavior, letting them know what the consequences are, and then enforcing a law at the end of that kind of pathway, as it were. So I think there's a lot of things to consider, and there's a lot of things that we need to figure out, that, you know, what do we want as a society in relation to tackling this problem. I think what's really good about it is that, you know, we are putting this renewed focus on bullying behaviour. It's something that's existed in schools for many, many years. And I think that, you know, social networks haven't created a new problem. They've just augmented an existing one, and one that hasn't necessarily been tackled by schools properly in the past.
So making it a criminal offence won't necessarily bring an end to cyberbullying?
Well, I don't think you can bring an end to bullying behaviour just through deterrent alone in terms of the law. I think it wouldn't happen in the numbers in which it happens if it wasn't a natural behaviour. So it is something that kind of evolves, that kids are prone to do at certain ages, and it's at that age that you need to have the intervention to be able to say to them, look, this isn't appropriate behaviour and you need to stop that. I don't think 11, 12, 13-year-olds are cognizant of what the law means or what the consequences are in relation to the law. So I don't think that it will work necessarily for them. It'll work for older teens in terms of a deterrent, but I don't think that necessarily young teens are aware of the law, nor are they aware of the consequences of breaking the law in that regard.